Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi. I am unable to access my Craftsy order that I placed a couple of years ago.
Okay.
That I purchased. And I think I might have messed up because right when you guys were sending me the email saying you need to download your patterns and stuff, I changed my email address. I migrated from SBC Global over to Gmail. So I'm not sure how you want to start this. I do have an account number and I have my order number.
Okay, I can search by your order number if you've got it.
Okay, the order number was 207-927-64. So I tried logging in using my old email and my new email, and I couldn't get in with either one.
Okay, I can definitely check on that for you. Give me just a minute while I search for that account, that order number. Okay. Can you give me your, let's start with your old email.
Okay. The old one, I will spell it for you. It's kiyandesu@sbcglobal.net.
Is it the same thing, just one with Gmail and one with Global?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to do the first part and see what comes up. Okay. All right, let me see. I appreciate your patience while I work on this.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was kiyandesu, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not. Go ahead.
I also had an account number way back then.
Okay. I can try that.
Okay. It's KY1133-1936.
Not finding that either.
I still have the email that shows that my order is complete and that I have purchased the Machine Knitting Essentials Techniques.
Okay.
My old email and the order number, and although I don't have any, not showing any images, but it shows that I did purchase it.
Let me try one more thing. Can I get you to spell your first and last name? And let me see if I can pull up an account under your name. And maybe it's just typed funny or corrected or something. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I'll give you my last name first. It's
okay.
Boothby. B as in boy. O-O-T-H-B-Y.
Okay.
The first name is probably Candy. I don't think I would have used my full name.
Okay.
Or just C.
I'll just try with your last name first, see what comes up. I'll just start eliminating options. Okay, not in there. I have a Cindy, but not a Candy.
No.
Okay. Try one more spot. And then...
I think I messed it up when I changed my email, because then I stopped receiving emails from you.
Okay. Well, that's... Oh, wait. I found Candy on this one. There's another... What class did you say you were missing?
Machine knitting essential techniques.
Okay, let me look at this account and see if that's the one that's on there. Nope, this one has zippers.
Oh, I had some free patterns that I had downloaded also. Let's see. But I didn't purchase.
This one might be under a different person that just has the same. It has an email address, but I don't think it's a real email address. It says, who cares?
That's me.
Oh.
But that's another email address.
Okay. So
I've
that's
gotten that one
the
from
one
my
that's
daughter.
Associated
yeah.
with. That's the one that's associated with your Craftsy account.
Okay, so I used a different email address because that was like my daughter's that I'd gotten for her. So she uses that one, and then I used the Canvas SBC for mine so I could access it.
Okay. This one is showing that one. Let me see if there's the other email that's on there. Yeah, it's only showing the one email on this account. But that one does show two classes, and one of them is a zipper and the other one is a paper art. It doesn't have the one that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's super old. That's really old.
Would those be ones that you purchased for you or ones you purchased for her?
For her.
Okay.
So that, yeah, because that's a long time ago.
Okay.
The paper arts one. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is send you an email. And can you send me the proof, like the order that you placed?
The email that I have from that one.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have you repeat your, it's K-I-Y, what was it?
K-I-Y-A-N-D-E-S-U @gmail.com.
Okay.
Is my new email.
So I'm going to send you an email that says, please reply with your order. So if you can send me like the screenshot or copy that image or copy and paste everything from that page into this email, we can get that, figure out what happened to it and get that class fixed for you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So give me just a minute while I, if you had patterns, those ones would show up in November, just so you know, once we get your class, once we get it fixed. Give me just a second while I get this email taken care of. So I'm going to send you this email letting you know it's basically just a blanket email saying reply with the proof of purchase for that class. And that way we can add it to your account. And is this the Gmail is the one that you would prefer to have associated with your Craftsy account instead of the other one? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave it under.
Everything out of that one.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. And I'm going to include a link for a membership just in case you're interested. But this way, so you'll just reply back to this email with the information about the class that you purchased. And that way, it's got my number on there, so it'll, you know, they'll know that
okay, I have a
it came from me.
Yeah, I have a screenshot of it. Says it has, it shows the class I bought, the order number, and my old email address on there.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as we just have something that says, yeah, I purchased this class, we'll be able to get that taken care of for you. So I'm going to send this now. It's just that email with the, and just reply to that one with the proof of purchase. And we'll go ahead and get you taken care of. Right now I'm only finding the one account under your name, but it's for your daughter. So we can get, once we have your proof of purchase, we can get an account set up for you or try to find the account that you have that seems to be missing. But
yeah,
it could be something as simple as the email address that didn't transfer properly.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I'm sure I messed it up because I was getting all the emails saying you're closing and restarting and to download my patterns. And then I stopped getting it for this email.
That's okay. We can get it fixed. It's not a problem at all. So just reply back to that email from me once you get it, and we will try to get you taken care of.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with right now?
No, not right now. That's the only. I know there's other classes associated with that email address, but this is the only class I care about because I can't remember how to. I have to keep going back and looking at it because I don't do machine knitting very often.
Okay. Well, if you have other classes too and you have the proof of purchase for those, you can definitely include all of those in that. And that way we can get it taken care of.
They should just be there. Well, if they were all just free little ones. So
okay.
I don't really care too much about those.
Okay. Well, we didn't transfer all the free ones. I know that there's been a few that seem to have transferred, even though they weren't saying they would. But this class, like I said, if you send me back the proof of purchase, we can get you an account created or fixed so that it'll have all of that. And then I did send you that link to be a member. So if you're interested in that, you would sign up. Let me see what I can do for getting this class added to your account real quick before you sign up, because then they may be able to fix that for you, okay?
Okay, I just got your email. I got to figure out which one. Oh, what was my name on my screenshot? Let's see. Okay, so let me attach it. Do I need to put anything in the...
Nope. You can just add that picture of your class. And once I get that email back, they'll sort it through and find me. And I'll be able... And it'll go back to me. And we'll be able to create that account for you so that we can get it all fixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well, you
thanks.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.